Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the rainy suburbs of Chicago. Our hearts and thoughts go out to the residents of Moore, Oklahoma, and other areas which have been so devastated by the tornadoes. I really appreciate you joining me today for On RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. You will be able to see all the guests that I've had in the past from 2010 forward. You will be able to see links to their websites and other relevant links. So just go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Remember that the March Against Monsanto is taking place in numerous locations on May 25th, and this is in opposition to the Monsanto Protection Act, which Obama signed on March 26, 2013, giving executive powers to the USDA, which grants permission to companies like Monsanto to sell its genetically modified seed to farmers without any judicial accountability. Food rights activists from around the country gathered at the Sauk County Courthouse in Baraboo, Wisconsin on Monday to support a dairy farmer by the name of Vernon Hershberger at his trial. The Wisconsin Department of Agricultural, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the DATCP, charged Hershberger with four criminal misdemeanors that could land this husband and father in jail for up to 30 months with fines of over $10,000. The DATCP targeted Hershberger for supplying a private buying club with fresh raw milk. He and other farmers, peaceful farmers around the country, are being targeted. And this gentleman is a very nice, nice man. He's an Amish gentleman. He's got a beautiful, wonderful, healthy, unvaccinated family. This is really a crime, a real crime. So I hope that that you will look him up online and do whatever you can to support this gentleman and his right to feed his family and to help others feed their families with good product. My guest today is Stephen Horn. He is the president of Tree of Light Publishing. There are three websites, Tree Light, that's Tree Light, L-I-T-E, treelight.com, and Stephen Horn, and that is S-T-E-V-E-N-H-O-R-N-E.com, StephenHorn.com, and ModernHerbalMedicine.com. Steve, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be on it. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I really have been looking at your website, particularly the Modern Herbal Medicine, and I've listened to some of your audio files, and I think that people just do not appreciate or do not understand or know about some of the things that they can use to heal what's wrong with them. So many people just run to the doctor and get chemicals and other things that are just as, they do more damage to us than the disease itself sometimes.
Yeah, they do. In fact, even a lot of government statistics would suggest that the sixth leading cause of death is iatrogenic disease, which is diseases caused by medical treatment, drugs and
right. Surgery.
Steve,
we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Stephen Horn, and he is the president of Tree of Light Publishing. The websites are treelight.com, stephenhorn.com, and modernherbalmedicine.com. And as we were going to the break, you were talking about some of the horrible things that happen to people as a result of their reliance on allopathic medicine and some of the medications that the pharmaceutical companies provide doctors so that doctors write scripts and gets rid of their patient in what, 3-4 minutes, and they end up sicker than or dead.
Well, the biggest problem, in my opinion, with modern medicine is just simply that it's focused on symptomatic treatment. It's focused on relieving symptoms without really looking at what is the cause. Why are we getting sick? What is it that we're doing that's making us sick? So, like I said, told me people many times, if you take painkillers for your headaches, you keep getting headaches because whatever is causing you to get headaches is not being addressed. If you are taking medications to lower blood pressure, it's not curing your high blood pressure. It's just managing it. The biggest problem is this focus on quick symptomatic relief. In Chinese medicine, they call that kind of quick symptomatic relief medicine inferior medicine, whereas taking things that rebuild the body and slowly help return the body to normal function is called superior medicine. So the way we think of it in this country is completely backwards of the way people who practice traditional medicine and herbal medicine would think of it. We don't look for something that's going to be like a quick fix that provides symptomatic relief. We're looking for what's the cause and how do we relieve the cause, because we relieve the cause, the effect, which is the disease symptoms, cease.
Right. Now, people should go to your website. You have a mailing list.
Yes,
where they can receive notification of free webinars and updates. And
That's correct.
That is on your website, stephenhorn.com. It is also on the other website, Tree. It's on the other website.
The main website they should go to is Modern Herbal Medicine, because that's really focused primarily on natural healing for just anybody. And I do have some things on emergency preparedness at stephenhorn.com, but my website on herbs and health is primarily modernherbalmedicine.com.
Right. And that's how I found you. One of the gentlemen in our chat room mentioned a doctor, and so I did a search on this doctor and found you. And the doctor's name is Dr. Samuel Thompson.
Oh, yes. Studying Thompsonian botanical medicine was what really got me to start understanding how to use herbs effectively.
Great.
Samuel Thompson was an herb and root doctor. He was in the early 1800s, and after several times when the regular physicians came and treated his family unsuccessfully, he started applying knowledge of plant medicine that he'd learned from a neighbor when he was a little kid, and he found that he was much more successful in curing his members of his family than the regular doctors had been. So he started treating other people, and eventually he wrote a book called New Guide to Health, and he sold the book for $20 with the patent rights to use his system of healing. And then he sold people the herbal medicines.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So there were about 3 million people estimated in the early 1800s who relied on Thompsonian botanical medicine as a primary means of health care.
Wonderful. I was talking to a friend this morning, and she mentioned that she has a lot of your videos and that she's taken a class from you.
Oh.
So...
Yeah.
Anyway, you come highly recommended by more than just one person.
Well, that's good to know. Thank
probably by a lot of people that you have helped. And you do these classes, and you have all this help online, which is wonderful. So right at the top of the page, it says the healing properties of turmeric. And this is a webinar, and I think that many people – have used turmeric either in cooking, but I have used it for anti-inflammatory purposes.
Yeah, it's actually quite a good anti-inflammatory, and because of its anti-inflammatory properties, it also can be a good analgesic for relieving chronic pain due to an inflammatory condition, such as arthritis, osteoarthritis, or rheumatoid arthritis. It's not something that is necessarily the cure. I mean, it does help by reducing the inflammation, and it does help to improve detoxification in the liver. But generally speaking, when people have problems like arthritis, there are other underlying things they need to look at. A lot of health problems originate in the gastrointestinal tract from, doing things that damage the intestinal mucosa and what's called the surface immune system. The surface immune system is where 70% of our immune response is, and it's primarily located on the mucous membranes of the gastrointestinal tract and to a lesser degree on the mucous membranes of the respiratory passages, because these are the primary avenues by which infection comes into the body. So it's sort of like the customs officials at the borders of the country, trying to screen what's coming into the body and prevent things that shouldn't be there. And the surface immune system helps regulate or modulate the adaptive immune system. And the adaptive immune system is what people are, what medical doctors are trying to stimulate when they give people vaccinations. They're basically the adaptive immune system builds up antibodies to basically tag certain compounds to destroy them. Well, the problem is that when you have intestinal inflammation and you get something called leaky gut, where the intestines become overly permeable and they're not being a good border patrol anymore, you get compounds being absorbed into the body, which the body, the immune system looks and goes, this is an invasion. And it basically starts producing antibodies against these compounds, which can be things like gluten in grains or casein, dairy products, but possibly other compounds in food. And then what happens is a lot of times these structures that the body is building up antibodies to are similar to tissues in the body, which creates autoimmune responses like Hashimoto's thyroiditis or rheumatoid arthritis and a lot of other problems. So the real problem is originating from the gut. The inflammation is happening because the body is overly irritated because the border patrol is not working properly.
Right. Now, I don't believe in vaccines at all.
I don't either.
Good.
The reason I don't believe in vaccines is, again, because 70% of your immune response is on the surface immune system. So basically, when you are injecting pathogens along with a bunch of toxic chemicals into the circulatory system, you have bypassed the surface immune system. And then the adaptive immune system may or may not mount an effective reaction to that. What most people don't understand is vaccines don't make you immune. Your immune system makes you immune. So if your immune system doesn't mount a successful counter to that stuff that just got injected into your body, then what's going to happen is you're going to get damage to the tissues because of those toxins that were put into the body. And because they come in through a route that's not normally recognized by the body, the adaptive immune system may get confused. And there is some evidence that that also can lead eventually to long-term autoimmune conditions and so forth, as that stuff may not actually be properly eliminated from the body at all. So it's sort of like Russian roulette playing with vaccines. It might give you some temporary immunity, and it might not, and it might backfire and cause damage. So I'd prefer to concentrate on keeping the immune system healthy rather than on, trying to artificially challenge it.
And right. I think it's just a way for the pharmaceutical companies to make a lot of money.
Well, I think there is some evidence that vaccines can have an effect, but a traditional way that was vaccinations were done in some countries was actually to put a small amount of the pathogen like in the nose or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was put on the surface immune system,
right?
Which then caused the body to mount a normal immune response to the problem, not a secondary immune response.
Right. Now you talk on your website. Well, you have this a webinar called "Assessing Digestive Health Problems." And with so many doctors just passing out, we're going to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Today is Stephen Horn, and his main website is, or the one that we're focusing on today, is modernherbalmedicine.com. And we were talking about, a whole 3 minutes ago, what were we talking about that we were going to pick
up on? We were talking about the health of the digestive tract.
Absolutely. And that is something with all, with all the antibiotics that physicians usually dole out, you can really get your digestive tract totally upset and destroy all the good bacteria.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's also birth control pills, chemotherapy drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and also opioid pain relievers. All of those things can have an adverse effect on your gastrointestinal tract, as well as, of course, the junk food diet that most people eat. There's a couple of problems with that. One is part of our surface immune system is a whole slew of friendly bacteria known as friendly flora or probiotics. And the more diverse our probiotics or friendly flora are, the better immune protection we have. These are friendly bacteria that produce lactic acid and other substances that hold down infectious organisms and actually help maintain the health of the colon. These, as you kill off some of the species of these microorganisms, microbes, you actually damage your health. This is why kids that are raised in homes where a lot of disinfectants and antiseptics are used are more prone to allergies and asthma than children who, say, are out playing in the dirt living on a farm. Because the not being exposed to so many kind of just innocuous background microorganisms and not having as diverse a friendly flora the body can overreact to minor irritations, which is what is happening in allergies and asthma. And this, again, is because the surface immune system helps to modulate the rest of the immune system. But also, another problem happens when you get bacterial overgrowth, even of friendly bacteria, in the small intestines, because the small intestines are where we break down and absorb our food. So there's also a problem called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, where if you take opiates, for example, and the peristaltic action of the small intestines gets slowed down, or you don't have sufficient hydrochloric acid in your stomach, or you have your ileocecal valve gets inflamed and doesn't close properly, you can get an overgrowth of bacteria in your small intestines, and then they basically start consuming the nutrients that were meant for you and producing a lot of gas, and you get belching and gas and bloating and indigestion, and that also contributes to leaky gut. So these are all, you know, gastrointestinal problems related to the bacteria and the health of the digestive system that affect the entire body, because leaky gut, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and knocking out certain of the probiotics are linked to numerous disorders, not just autoimmune disorders, but neurological disorders and just a whole host of health problems.
Yikes. So, but there are probiotics and things that you can do in order to counter the overgrowth. Are you talking about yeast overgrowth or?
No, actually, it's not. Most people who think they have yeast overgrowth, it's not yeast. It's excessive overgrowth of bacteria in the small intestine. And it happens, there are three main reasons for it. One is they don't have enough hydrochloric acid in their stomach. So if they're taking Prilosec or antacids all the time, it's really not because they're producing too much stomach acid. It's usually because they're not producing enough. So what happens is you eat the food, and then a couple hours after, hour or so after you eat, you get acid indigestion because all these overgrowth of microbes in your small intestines start producing a lot of waste acids that are very irritating to your system. And then people take antacids, which makes the problem worse. So most people who have these problems actually don't have enough. And the stomach acid helps hold down the growth of bacteria and other microorganisms in the small intestines. And then
Now, isn't there a test that you can do to find out if you do have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach? Can you drink a little bit of vinegar? And if it burns, then you might need hydrochloric acid?
Well, if you take a little vinegar when you eat a meal and you digest better, it's likely that you don't have enough stomach acid.
Okay.
And it's pretty easy to tell if you need a hydrochloric acid just by doing a challenge test of taking like one tablet or capsule of Benton HCl and see if you get burning in your stomach. You take it with a meal. And
okay.
If you don't, then you need it.
Okay, I just made this note, and I thought, okay, I knew there was something about vinegar, but it says, if you don't burn, you need it. So, and then I had HCl underneath that. So, okay, we're going to a little break, a three-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Stephen Horn. The website that we are discussing today is modernherbalmedicine.com. His other website is stephenhorn.com. And we were talking about the bacteria in the gut, and we were talking about hydrochloric acid. And you suggested that the absence of hydrochloric acid can prevent the proper absorption of vitamins and minerals and can also allow the overgrowth of bad bacteria.
It can allow the overgrowth of even good bacteria in the small intestines. The friendly bacteria are supposed to be primarily in the colon, not in the small intestines. And so if you get an overgrowth of even friendly bacteria in your small intestines, then basically they will consume, like, the sugars in your diet and basically inhibit the enzymes that allow you to digest sugars, and that can contribute to sugar cravings. That's why a lot of people who think they have yeast actually have an overgrowth of bacteria in their small intestines.
And now, how do you get rid of that?
There's three reasons why you have it. One, insufficient hydrochloric acid. So if you get a lot of belching and gas and bloating and indigestion problems, the first thing to try is to supplement with some hydrochloric acid and or some digestive enzymes. And then the second thing is you have these migrating motor complexes, which are what you get when your stomach, like, rumbles.
Uh-huh.
You know, in between meals. And what's actually happening with that is your body's absorbed the food and it's moved the things down through your small intestines. And basically your body secretes some digestive secretions and creates peristaltic actions to flush any microbes or remaining debris out of the small intestines. But those migrating motor complexes can be paralyzed by opiates. It's like you go in and you have surgery, and they give you the painkillers, and you take them for a little while afterwards. It paralyzes some of that small intestinal peristalsis, so your intestines don't clean themselves out properly, and you wind up afterwards having digestive problems.
Oh, my. Now, does that happen immediately after, or could it...
No, it can happen. It can be a cumulative thing that builds afterwards. A friend of mine, who's also a professional member of the American Herbalist Guild like I am, did a lot of research on this, and we actually did a paid webinar together on it. And I realized that I had had this since I'd had a surgery a few years ago that had been increasing with a problem. So I started working on it, and oh my gosh, I feel so much better with just, getting this under control.
Now, how did you specifically do that? You had painkillers during your surgery?
There's several things that you do. One is I upped taking my digestive enzymes with dentin hydrochloric acid. I also started taking digestive bitters, which is liquid herbal bitters before meals, which stimulates your gastrointestinal secretions. Golden seal is also really helpful for knocking down the small intestinal bacteria and helping to heal the small intestines. But one of the things that really helps is enteric-coated peppermint oil. That's peppermint oil that's coated with a fat like coconut oil so that it goes through your stomach, and then when your bile starts digesting the fat, it releases the peppermint oil in your small intestines, which knocks down the bacteria.
Okay.
And the third problem is this ileocecal valve problem, which I talk about in an article I have online, Modern Medicine, about hiatal hernia, which is often tied in this, because a hiatal hernia will inhibit hydrochloric acid production. And then the gas and bloating makes the hiatal hernia worse. But you get this, your ileocecal valve, which is the valve between the small intestines and colon, doesn't shut properly. So you get leakage of material from the colon back into the small intestines along with that excess bacteria. So I actually describe how to massage and close your ileocecal valve.
Okay.
Which I've done that on people who had severe gas and bloating, and it gave them almost instant relief.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what might lead to the development of C. diff, or what is, that's a short term for it, Clostridium difficile?
I'm actually not familiar with that particular condition.
It's a bad bacteria that is usually associated with taking too many antibiotics, and it kills off, it kills off all the good bacteria.
Well, that's the problem with antibiotic overuse. I'm not the person who believes that there's never a place for an antibiotic, because obviously there are some times where there is a serious bacterial infection that an antibiotic might be called for. But in most cases, antibiotics are overused in this country for things that antibiotics don't have any effect on. Antibiotics have no effect on viral conditions, so they do no good for colds. Most respiratory problems are viral. Most ear infections are viral. But these antibiotics get routinely prescribed for this, and they knock down various species of friendly bacteria, and then they tend to cause other species of bacteria to basically become antibiotic resistant.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they start to learn to cope with it, because the normal control mechanisms to hold them down are knocked out in the body, and it's the same thing that happens with pesticides. You spray a crop with pesticides and you kill, let's say, 99% of the insects. What's the 1% that survive?
The strong ones, right.
The ones that were most resistant to pesticide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they multiply back over the field of crops and you kill them again, each time you do that, you're genetically selecting for the ones that have the most resistance to the pesticide. Same thing happens with bacteria. So we're getting to the point where we're in a very dangerous situation where a lot of diseases could start coming back because we're running out of antibiotics that work on them, like MRSA is another one. So fortunately, most natural antimicrobials, there are no mechanisms for microbes to adapt to them. And part of the reason for that is that plants continually shift around the chemicals they produce from one year to another. So a natural substance is never 100% identical from one year to the next because plants are adaptive. And there's a complex of phytochemicals, not just one. And so that's why I really prefer using natural antimicrobials over synthetic antibiotics.
Okay. Now, do you have a webinar about that? You said you...
My favorite one is garlic, by the way, just plain old garlic.
Ah, really? Okay. Yeah. I know you can take that in capsules, and
capsules,
I think it's more socially
capsulated
acceptable.
Capsulated garlic doesn't work very well for fighting infection. The when you crush garlic, an enzyme called alanase starts converting alan to allicin. And allicin is highly antibacterial. It also has antiviral and antifungal properties. And it works on both gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. But it degrades over about 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you have a product that has stabilized allicin in it, it's not going to be very good for fighting infection. Now, the compounds that allicin degrades into are very good for the circulatory system, but they're not as good at killing microbes. So the best way to use garlic to fight an infection is to use it raw.
Okay.
I mean, crush raw garlic. There are several ways of getting it into you, too. One of them is to actually mix it with lemon juice and honey and water to make what we call garlic lemonade, which tastes better than it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can mix it with a little bit of vegetable broth and drink it down like a soup. Or you can crush it and spread it on a piece of toast with some butter and eat it.
Oh, that's the best one.
Garlic right toast.
Except it has to be gluten-free toast.
Yeah, well, that's true. It has to be gluten-free if you're gluten intolerant, yes.
Well, that's fascinating. All righty, so there's a couple of questions from the chat room, one of which is, how would you go about curing colitis or celiac disease?
Now, celiacs doesn't, because that is a genetic intolerance to gluten, you can't cure it in the sense that you're ever going to be able to eat gluten. But Crohn's, colitis, and celiacs all have similar root issues going on that can all be done with certain common things. One is it helps to increase your enzymes again. Often the enteric coated peppermint will be helpful because often there's a problem of intestinal bacterial overgrowth. If you've got belching or bloating or gas, that's part of the picture. There are herbs that have helped to soothe inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract, and one of the best ones for these conditions is marshmallow.
Marshmallow root?
Marshmallow root, which you can just make into a tea and drink 3 or 4 cups of the tea every day. It kind of soothes and coats your gastrointestinal tract. If you have a problem with diarrhea, you can also use a little slippery elm, which is another good soothing mucilaginous remedy.
Now, I've heard of infusion enemas, or I think they're called that, where you use like slippery elm in an enema that you retain? You use just maybe a cup or two?
Yeah, you can do things with, Samuel Thompson called them rectal injections. And before we had injections, actually, if you needed to get some kind of liquid or remedy into a person that, like, wasn't swallowing or drinking or whatever, you would inject a little bit of in the rectum and let it absorb from there. That, using a rectal injection of a tea of something soothing and mucilaginous, is going to help the lower part of the colon, but it's not going to get in. If there's inflammation in the small intestines, it's not going to get at that.
Okay.
You've got to take it orally for that.
Okay.
One of my favorite formulas I've used for this is called Intestinal Soothe and Build from Nature Sunshine. It has slippery elm and marshmallow and a couple other herbs in it that help to soothe irritation in the gastrointestinal tract.
And what is that called from Nature Sunshine? Which I get a lot of things from them.
Intestinal Soothe and Build.
Okay.
And then you kind of have to look at, you know, other factors of what's going on. The thing is that in any condition like this, you can't just give a blanket recommendation for everybody because every case is a little bit different. You have to look at the situation and the person, not just at the name the doctor has given to the disease.
Oh, sure, because everybody's different, and you also have to consider a person's emotional state of mind.
Absolutely. That's one of my big things. I do emotional healing work, and I teach a lot about emotional healing because I find that emotional issues are typically a big part of people's health problems.
Right, because emotional problems, they kind of target your vulnerable area in your body, correct?
Well, stress in general is going to kind of target your weak areas in your body because stress compromises your immune system and so forth. But also specific emotions tend to affect specific organ systems too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's all traditional systems of medicine, you know, link anger, for example, with the liver. So if you, for example, are angry and irritable all the time, you know, a lot of times that is indicative that you have a lot of irritation in your liver. Whereas if you have really weak liver function, you may have a hard time standing up for yourself.
Hmm.
Or getting angry even when you need to be angry over something. The heart is particularly prone to emotions. I mean, when we talk about heartbreak, you know, heartbreak really does affect the heart. And grief also affects the lungs quite strongly as well. So I've observed numerous correlations between tendencies to certain illnesses and certain patterns of unresolved emotional conflict in people. I have a book about that called The Heart's Key to Health, Happiness, and Success.
Hmm, okay. Another question or comment from the chat room has to do with Dr. Thompson's book. In part five, he says that there was a doctor who drank a cholera-infested glass of water and didn't suffer any ill effects.
Yeah, I've read of that where there was a doctor, and I think he was a Russian doctor, who drank a thing of cholera to prove that the microbes weren't the cause of the disease. I mean, this has been a long-standing debate that goes mm-hmm. clear back to the time of the discovery of germs, is do germs cause the disease, or is it that the tissue becomes weakened and then the germs take advantage of it? And that's called the biological terrain theory. And it's the idea that germs seek their natural habitat, disease tissue, rather than being the cause of the disease. So it's strengthening the resistance of the organism, not just knocking down microbes. That's the issue. And that's another reason why I really like herbal antimicrobials, is because they typically also have effects of strengthening the biological terrain or the body's ability to resist infection. In fact, a lot of them are very mild anti-infectives just by themselves.
Okay. Unfortunately, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick it up on the other side talking about some of these natural antibiotics. Be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Stephen Horn. And the website that we're talking about is modernherbalmedicine.com. And over the break, I was looking at your brownie recipe. I'm a big chocolate fan. I love dark chocolate.
So am I.
I eat dark chocolate every day. Every day. Yeah. Okay, we're talking about natural antibiotics, and you mentioned that garlic is one. What about oil of oregano?
Essential oils like oil of oregano are actually very good antimicrobials, but they're best used topically, or if used internally, they should be used internally in very small doses for very short durations. The the reason is that they're highly concentrated substances. And so I think there is a danger of using too much of essential oils internally, especially something as strong as oregano oil over an extended period of time. A good dose of an essential oil like oregano would be one drop diluted in 4 ounces of some kind of liquid once a day for a maximum of 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think that there are some milder essential oils that are a little safer for longer-term internal use, like the peppermint oil. But even the enteric coat of peppermint oil, you probably wouldn't want to take for more than 6 to 8 weeks. Again, just because it takes pounds of herb to distill an ounce of essential oils. So you can use the actual herb, oregano, which would be, you know, really good. There are some of the other antimicrobials are Thuja, Andrographis, Usnea, Golden Seal, you know, for gastrointestinal type problems. But a lot of this is actually going back to creating a healthier terrain in the body, which is done primarily by adopting a healthy diet. Interestingly enough, you realize that one of the things that helps your immune system is medium-chain saturated fats. Did you know that the medium-chain saturated fats, like the caprylic acid in coconut oil and I think it's butyric acid in butter, actually help your immune system by feeding friendly bacteria in your colon and helping your body fight infection?
Okay, I have a lot of coconut oil on hand. I do oil pulling with it.
Uh-huh.
I put it on my skin. I put it in my hair.
Yeah.
I mean, not regularly in my hair, but right before maybe an hour before I'm washing my hair, I'll put coconut oil in my hair.
Yeah. And of course, it's a very, very good fat to take internally. In fact, there are several myths about nutrition out there that are commonly circulated. Is that a break?
Yes, unfortunately. Okay. We'll talk about coconut oil when we come back.
Right.
We'll be right back after station ID.